take you back to a Gemara in the previous Perek and show you, and I'll give you also a little bit of shot in. Look at, remember the Gemara at Tzadikei on Medrez? And Aloche Bosor Shana Salamen Ayin. Gemara discusses what's better, Tvias Ayin or Simonim. First he taught, right, that Tvias Simonim are better, right? Because the whole Madrin and Avida to be Simona, below Madrin and Tvias Ayin. But now that he heard that Tvias Ayin is good, so Tvias Ayin is better. Temoche hech sum muto bishto balaylo. I think I told you the Gaon's. Maybe did we? No, they mentioned the Gaon's vote on last week's Seder, where Rivka said, "Olai kolos rabini." No, and they say it here. No, right. Hagmora says, I know that Tvias Ayin Adifa, Dilo Temahochi, Sarivova Medalev, Sumum, Hech Sumum Mutter Bishto Balaila, Hech Sumum Mutter Bishto, Ubneoda Mechmutom and Shem Balaila, Ella Tvias Ayin de Kola, Hochanama Tvias Ayin de Kola. I thought I shared with you the Gaon when Rivka said to Yaakov, go get the brocha, and Yaakov didn't want to. So Rivka said, "Olai klolos chobini, the klolo is on me." So the Gaon says, "What's the klolo on her?" Yeah. Since they were disguising Yaakov by giving him a hairy arm by putting on some goatskin. But there's no way to disguise his voice. So if Yitzchak will be fooled and will not be able to recognize the voice of Yaakov, then as the Gemara says, he'll not be able to be with his wife anymore. Because Heich Sumo Muto Bishto Balayla, only to be assigned a caller. But if he won't be able to recognize that Yaakov's voice is different than Esau's, and he has no tree assigned to Kola. As you said, Alai Kolos Rabini, remember, if we succeed, it'll be to my deficit. Then I'll have to leave my husband. What did Kodesh Baruch Hu do? Kodesh Baruch Hu made it. Hayidayim de Esau, Vakol Kol Yaakov. That he did recognize the call. Nevertheless, went ahead with the Baruch. You follow that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But what does it say over here? Simonim are better. No, Tvias Ayin is better. And what's the biggest chayav that I mentioned? Is with Simonim, we're not going to go ahead and put someone to death. Two Eidim want to accuse someone of Ritzicha. They're not going to identify you by Simonim. Bezin will not accept it. Bezin will not have to accept only by Tvias Ayin. Because Tvias Ayin is, quote, foolproof. Okay, so therefore, I copied for you from November 11th, right, to show that the courts are reevaluating now, to show that eyewitness are often mistaken. I think you should have that in the Gemara notes, right? Okay. This is how everything has to come in to Yediyah. Okay, let's go ahead with our Gemara. How are you on this? You have that, I hope, relatively clear. Very important. Sugi. Efter Lesochto, Min Bemino, Chtichen Asen Avela. I all have to fit into. The Gemara we're up to on Kuftel Samar Aleph. Maybe we'll. Let's do better by. Let's repeat again. Go back to Kufcha Summit Base. One in there, and then we have. Went on to the Mishnah, and then we'll. The Mishnah, we go into the Sugi of Chal. But back. Extension of the same. Same Inyonim anyway. Pick up from Chofchas Amid Beis again. Efshel Sochto Atzmo Tanoihi. Isanya. People, okay. Tipas cholov shenofla achaticha, kivon shenosna tamba achaticha, achaticha aspanasen abele. Quick translation: there's no shishim in the achaticha becomes also. And then, since it became also, boseras kol achatichos kulon b'pnei shehein mino, and we paskin divi Rabbi Yude, pasnak Rabbi Yude that min b'mino is also. Once the boso becomes also. We now have a mixture of boso and boso, therefore it's min b'mino. Chachamim omrim, no, ashetitin tam berotev ubekipo bechatichos. No, how do you measure the shishim? Not in the chaticha on which the milk fell, but in the whole kedero, in the whole pot. The soup, the gravy, etc., etc. Now we want to know why. Moreover, however, approached it in sort of from left field, right? In order to make it its point, what's the point we're looking at? A machlokas in the halacha of Efter Lesochto. Okay, again, what's the inyan Efter Lesochto? Rafi, you want to try that?
Efter Lesochto?
Yeah, what is that? What's the shaila after the Lesochto?
If Tibas Chal falls on it, can you remove the Isser to make it Heter again?
If there's a... What's the case?
The case?
Yeah, well, what is the case of Efter Lesochto?
Whether there's
milk,
a...
Milk fell on a Kedera. Milk fell on a Kedera, and then what?
And then it's Mefapea in the Chaticha.
That chaticha.
So that chaticha, if it's not shishim, it'd be aser and becomes nevela.
When into shishim.
Yeah.
Right. And now what's the shaila?
The shaila is if that goes into a larger pot, into a big yore, can you be mevatel that piece and it'll be heter again?
And what? What's the focus of chaticha's nevela? Focus not on the pot. Focus
on
the chaticha, piece.
Yeah.
Efter Lesochto, the shayla is on that piece that asad, that would have asad the pot, mm-hmm. had there not been shishim. Now that there is shishim, it didn't asad the pot. The question is, was the pot matter the chaticha? You with us?
Mm-hmm.
Did the chaticha become muto?
Yeah.
Right? Why? Whatever isur it had, monoshach. If the isur didn't come out of it, there, then no shayla. But you tell me that shishim took it out. How do I know? If it's not shishim, it comes out and asses the pot. If there is shishim, it comes out and doesn't asses the pot. Then in that case, if there is shishim and it comes out and doesn't asses the pot, does the pot matter the chaticha? Does the chaticha become mutu? Why there's no more Isser in it? Isser wasn't Mavutal. That's the Chatech and that's the Veil. Okay? So don't get confused. We're not talking about the Shaila of Chatech and Nasa Nevele. We're talking about Efter Masochto. Chatech and Nasa Nevele, yes or no? Right? It makes whether the previous machlokus whether we say chetich and asa nevela, right or not. We say chetich and asa nevela by bosa b'chola. Seems to be muskul. Fine. Why heta heta? Then becomes also it has to be chetich and asa nevela. There's no way to understand. There's no belua. There's no iso belua in there. The whole thing became also. Right? But here the shaila is on efter l'sochto. Amar Rebbe, near and divir Rabbi Yehuda, v'shelo near v'shelo kisa. The p'tichas on which the milk fell became also. And what? There's no shishim kinegdo. But divir chachomim v'shenir v'kisa. Because then you have shishim, you have the whole Kedera involved in the Taruvos. So what do you mean, the Gemara asks? This is rhetorical. My lo niyo lo kisa. Ilim lo niyo klal lo kisa klal. Well, then, mivla bola, miflat lo polit. The piece of Haticho, remember, is not in contact with the liquid. Therefore, the chetichah becomes also, but doesn't give anything out. It's unable to give out. And here the Gemara never, by the way, Gemara, you notice, never says in our sugya what Tosha said, that that's a klal gomel, that what? Dovo, which is al yedei blio, into one chetichah, doesn't leave that chatiha to the next chatiha, even though they are in physical contact. If there is liquid, yes. But without the medium of liquid, there is no transfer from a chatiha to a chatiha, since you're dealing only with tam, not with mamoshes. Vela, what do you mean? Lo niyo b'tchila ele b'sof. Meaning, when it fell on, they didn't do it. Therefore, became also lokisa b'tchila ele b'sof. Why? There, why should the mixing or the covering have any impact? Hobola or polat? What's Habola or Polat? If they didn't mix it. Mix it, fine. If they did mix it, right? But if what? They mix it El Abasov, am I Habola or Polat? What's Habola or Polat? It took in the Isu, and now gave out the Isu. So what nafkamina, as long as I got this into the mix of the whole kadero, what are we hinting at right away? Of what? Of efshar l'sochto muto. That question, as the Gemara will point out, that's because you're trying to insist that efshar l'sochto should be muto. Why? You say, once you mix it up and there is no shishim, right? Look at Rashi. Habola v'polat, mashabola v'chozor le'teiro. Aye, there was Isu there. Isu, sheyotza b'menu, ein bo kashir leso. Those are the conditions you gave me on the shaila, that there is shishim in the whole kedero. There is shishim in the whole kedero, so what if he didn't mix it up till the end? But at the end, he couldn't asa the pot, because there's shishim. If he couldn't asa the pot, then you shouldn't asa the chatiha either. That question alone, right, puts it on the table, because I hold that efshar l'sochto is mutar. And for the Gemara, no, Kosovar, because he holds Evchel Sokta was also not Mutal. The Kasha is it should be Mutal, because Evchel Sokta, what is more answer? The fact that I said that if he didn't mix it till the end, it is Mutal, that Kosovar Evchel Sokta also. Michlal, the Rabbiuda, Sovar, the what? According to Rabbiuda, Kinir, Mitrilo v'atzof, v'kiso mitrilo v'atzof. Again, translate simply. He mixed it up as soon as the drop of milk fell on the meat. It was a mix. It's as if it didn't fall on the meat alone. It's as if it fell into the kedero, because the, if he mixed it up right away, then the whole kedero is involved in the teruvos, right? It still is also. Am I? Why? Hello, Bola Klal. There's no absorption. Why no absorption? There's Shishim Kenegdo. Shishim Kenegdo, then nothing becomes also. The Chtichim come also either. And for the Gemara, Emo lo nir yofe yofe. Lo kisa yofe yofe. What is he telling you? Rabbi Yehuda would be more there. Of course, it's all mutter. But a nukzeire, a builder made a nukzeire. What if he didn't mix it well? The assumption is that the whole kedera gets involved in the taruvos. That's assuming that there was a good mixture. I don't know how you determine that. Also, it was mixed properly.
Maybe it wasn't punctual enough.
Huh?
Maybe it wasn't punctual enough. Also, I mean,
I'm sorry.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe there was a slight time interval. How do you know?
Yeah,
I mean, that's
that,
the thing.
Anyway, but that, and this, right, is not near in the Rabbi Yehuda. You should see. That's the point. Amar, b'divrei chachamim, kishenir v'kiso. Right? You said you hold like the chachamim, if near v'kiso, then everything is mutter. My near or my kiso? What do you mean, when? No, that you said Rabbi Yehuda was right. The only time you disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda was when there was near Bekisa, but Rabbi Yehuda came in with his own chumre, Gzeiro Shema, maybe he didn't do it well. Ela near Mitchila Batsov, Mitchila Batsov, Michla the Rabban and Savri, that near besov v'lo near betchila, kisa besov near betchila is also mutter. Alma kosavri efshel sota mutter. That's a little lengthy, but wanted to establish there is a machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon where the efshel sota is mutter, efshel sota is also. And the Rabbanon hold efshel sota is mutter. Why? Because if they said that it's enough is only near even b'sof, then everything is muto. What happened to the iso? Iso was eluded, right? Iso was eluded and got bottled b'shishim. If everything is muto, including the chaticha on which the cholo fell. Amalei Rav Achtra migiftel Ravina. Mimai de be'efshel esofto pligi. What you did was establish the machlokes efshel esofto. Maybe no. Dilma efshel esofto de v'kol also. But the whole machlokes is hocha mim b'mino kamifligi. Rabbi Yehuda le taimei oma mim b'mino lo botel. Therefore he holds everything is also. But Rabbanan said it's muto. You know why it's muto? Because they don't hold a mim b'mino. Pakert. It's because it's min b'mino, it's bottle b'rov. I don't need shishim even. Rabbanan on the time ayu, the amri min b'mino is bottle. It's bottle b'rov. What then? The Rabbanan came and made a gzera lo plug. That because bim shein b'mino is b'shishim, it's also b'shishim. But why are you so sure that the source of the difference between them is based upon Efshel Sokto? It could be based simply on the old machlokas, whether min b'mino or not. And for the Gemara, no. Right? Hai mai, meaning, how can you think of such a thing? What's the eating, English eating would be? Come off it. You're not. Hi, my. How could you say such a thing? If you say everybody holds mimbimino is also, is low botil. Then I understand Hainu de Kaamri Rebbe, I understand Rebbe's comment, Nir in Divir Rabbi Yehuda Boho, with Divir Chachom and Boho. Eli Amrit Efshel Sokto Divir Kol Osu. And what? And they argue, Och, Bemim Bemino Kamifligi, Hai Nir in Divir Rabbi Yehuda, Vein Nir in Beboyle, Vesul Omidi. Then why don't you make a whole, he gave me a whole Omid Gemara unnecessarily. If all you're trying to tell me that they disagree in Min Bemino, you say, this is Ho Rabbi Yehuda. But Ho Rabbanon. Why? Rabbi Yehuda holds Min Bemino Lobotel, Rabbanon Lobotel. But you went ahead, you had a whole discussion. If you kneel Betrilo, Vatsov, then I hold like the Rabbanon. If not kneel, not. What's the chedic kneel or not kneel? If you hold Min Bemino is also, Min Bemino is also. Therefore, from Rebbe's understanding of the Breise, right? We understand that the machlokas has to be in Efshel Sokto, not in Min Bemino.
So here we pass like Rabbi Yehuda then it comes.
I'm sorry?
In this issue, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda.
In
what? Efshel
Sokto. No, we don't pass in Rabbi Yehuda there because of Rabbi Yehuda also added Lonia Yofe Yofe. That we don't pass like him.
No, but Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says, Osir, right?
Right.
And that's the way Paskin. No, I've shivered self to
Osir. That's how Rasha Paskin.
We don't Paskin that way?
Mimino's Osir.
No, I've shivered
self to Osir. I've shivered self to
Osir, yeah.
So that, in that regard, we Paskin.
That becomes.
The price that we can Paskin.
Yeah, we Paskin. Right. Okay. Now brings us to we since it's La Locha, we should learn that the big Rashi. Okay. Look at the Rashi. I suspect it may not be Rashi. Yeah, the pieces. Why you never see Rashi do that in all the Shas? Rashi doesn't do such a thing. You have a long Rashi, you have a long Tosfos, but a big Rashi, who's famous for the big Pshatim, is the Rashbam, and the Rashbam takes over in Bava Basra. You see the change from succinct, tight language to open explanation. Yeah, that's why it's always have the suffix wing. And when they put it together, maybe Rashi was missing. They threw in a Rashbam, but the important thing is whoever the source is, it's reputable. Okay, but look at it. Look at this nice Rashi. Eliyam et efzok to the rabbanon ami also behind the kosher rabbanon. Ben shenir betchila, ben shenir lo nir betchila. Ashara hu de kashori. Mishum de min bemino botel. Ba'at she tite. Right?
Is this right? Which Rashi is this?
Yeah?
Which Amid is
this? Elia Marta.
Kuftes Amid
Aleph. Rashi and Kuftes Amid Aleph. My.
At the bottom.
Elia Marta.
Elia Marta. Big one.
Mm-hmm.
One second. I want me to read something else to you. Where does that say? Check that in a minute. I'm looking for something. Ravi, close that a minute. Let me find this thing. Kupches Hamid Beis. Right. About 10 lines up. Bechachomim omrim, ad shetit in tam barote vubikipo bachatichos. That what? That the whole kadero is mitzaref to the beetle. And that's what he said, Nir in Divri Chachomim, Bishenir Vikiso, because then the whole Kedera is involved. Okay, that's it. That's the line, Achetitin. So what does Achetitin mean? That you need, if you have Shishim Kenegdo, then it's Mevatel, even though it fell under Chaticha alone first. Okay, that's what Rashi's language. Again, Sata Rashi again. Haide Keshor Rabbonon. Ben Shinir Betchil, Ben Shinir Betchil, or even he mixed it at the end. Asha'ar Ohu De Keshori. Right? He's referring to that the whole, if you hold Chaticha, if you hold under Chaticha itself, after the Sokhto is also, right? Then we leave the Chaticha out of the picture. Don't discuss the Chaticha, we're talking about the pot. The whole pot. Mishum the mimbe mino botel. Va'at shetite in the kotoni. Now, okay, so that's the reference to that line. At shetite meaning unless there isn't shishim kenegdo. At shetite, if there is shishim, yes. No shishim, no. That's also a strange language of Rashi. Just referred to two words, at shetite, and it's referring to the language, right? There of Nirin Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Better Nirin Vidivi Chachomim Mishnir Vekisa. Okay, you have that lotion again. Chachomim Omrim Achetitin Tam Barotevu Vekipo. That's the Achetitin. So what do you say here? The Achetitin Ketoni Achaticha Koi Hechem Otsi Rebbe Lemisni Nirin Divi Chachomim. Bishenir, Horabona, Nama Asri Lul Lachatich, Isrik Zero Shemalonir Yofe Yofe. But the Rebbe made the tolly time at the Terra Bishenir, Michla the Shore, Apikamaisa, Mishum de Lobola. Vain Lira Lobola, Lo Divi Rabuda, Osa Bekul, Divi Homa Matira Bacheros, Osa Mir Berichona. Vim Bo Rebbe Lashmeinon, the Mimbe Mino Lobotel, the O de Lochashina, the Shemalonir Yofe. Hochi boilen misne, nirin divi rabiudish ose bekulon, when, bishalon nir betrila el nir besof, ikivon shekibla hatam venesra oseras chavrusel becholshu, because Rebbe min bemino lo botel, ve nirin devorov kishenir, why? Because that's a chumre, the iu choshish, leshemer lo nir yofe, voseras kulon, ikivon de nir lo chashin lo hochi. The Afra Rishona is also Muteres. Midika Omar Niren Divri Chachomim, Michla de Rabbonan, Bekamaisa Namashori. Meaning, Efshel Sokto is Mutu. The Ad Shetitin Atipakoi, Ad Shetitin goes on the first piece of meat. Ukusavri Efshel Sokto Mutu. For Nasachatiha Nevela. But if that was the pshat, then Vesu lo midi, ein l'shano says a sugya. V'hashter the komrei Rebbe v'shitosei, the shooter Rabbi Yude, the efter sorto also. V'rav v'rab Yochel v'rab Chanin and Amakavos Yisavri, right? Apagav nifgo le Shmuel, v'rishokish. Right, that was the lineup we had. Ho amrinon Shmuel b'yisura b'mokam rab lesa. Hilchon k'shmuel b'yisura. Hilchot Kechal b'mamona. Right?
Okay.
Huh? Okay. I mean, it's be'isu b'mokom rav lesa. Right? In other words, Hilchot Kechal b'isura, Hilchot Kechmul b'mamona. Right? So therefore, by isu, Shmuel is all competitive for Rav. Right? Shmuel b'mokom rav lesa. Shmuel doesn't stand a chance against Rav and Isura. Right? V'chein legabe Rav Yochanan lesoi v'avdina k'Rav Yehuda b'im b'tipas cholov sh'nofa l'chaticha v'lo nir then yesh bo k'dei liten tam b'osa chaticha u'b'im b'cholov ha'dovuk I'm sorry, got to read that differently. Bechein bechelev hadovik bechatichas boso. Different case, not our case. A piece of chelev was left stuck to a piece of meat. Yeshbo litin tam betipas. Yeshbo litin tam bo. Bafilo emo kazayas. Isn't that kazayas of chelev? Da bechotse shir osman atorah. Bechatichas asma nasa nevela. Veimolin shah chatichas abatlo, the kulin esoros. I'll fill in half. Why? Koho, now my camel on Krabu de Mimimino Botel. The Comre Rebbe, Bishitas, Bishitose, the Rabu Shmuel Nama Bishitose Kaimi. Right? They didn't change their mind. Dama Tabaya, Kolisu Shabato, Bimino Bamashu. Betanya Kavasai, Bishitabay Desora. Afagab Diplo Golai, Rabbi Rayoch, was Shokish. Betanya Nama Kavasai, Shamin and Labai, Robert Basrai, Havi, the Komo, Krabu Shmuel. Itmo chala legabi chamo, vinegar in wine, right? There is a bottle or not. Shaila, what? How do you define min b'mino boso shmo or boso taimo, right? B'mesechta b'nezo b'sochem nama posa rova hilchosu kerav the min b'mino b'mashu doma rova hilchosu chomis b'zmano ben b'mino ben shul b'mashu u'mefarshinu taimo b'mino mishu mashu because rav le taimei. Nothing, no chidish by chometz. The kol isur shabatora mina b'mashu, u'b'shro b'mino by chometz. Be also mashu. Why is chometz also mashu mim shro b'mino? That's just a chumra of chometz. Nothing to do by mim b'mino. That's aloche. Min shro b'mino only by chometz. We ask the min shro b'mino b'mashu, u'b'shro b'mino gozarav b'chometz otumigu otumino mishum de lo b'dili in sheminayu. But Shmami no bitarvayu, haloche krab yuda, bain be efshel is hoto also, the kula nasis nevela, bain be min be mino lo botel, aval im yesh berotiv levado, yosim ishishi becholachtich, shakibla satam, harotim mevatlo, umashicho, the kula mutoros. Why? We said Mimbamino is botel, low botel. Because remember, we're talking about the Kedera. What's in the Kedera? Shalobamino also. No, the Boho, Afila Rabiuda Modi, the whole Min Umino Vidavar Acher, Salek is Mino Kmisha Eno, Ushena Mino, Rob all of them Batlo. See what Rashi did. Rashi is coming to defend his Psak Haloche. Notice he's talking now Psak Haloche, matching up the Bali Machlokis. And concluding that halacha has to be like Rabbi Yehuda b'min b'mino and like Rabbi Yehuda b'efshel b'sokto also, that efshel b'sokto. This forum, he says, the masnebu ipro amar Rebbe nir and divi Rabbi Yehuda b'shir v'chiso. I don't know why Rashi mentions this, but lo efshel ukmi. That's a wrong. It's a wrong girsa. You can't learn. Imkein kulo moide b'kamaisa dasiri. Given the multiple time, I'm a Bishalonia cloud. And Kelakoch, I bought an Amakamaisa Surah, the ball of Lopolat. Venka Machlokas Elabachonus. Lo Arab Efshel is so to me. Hilka Logas in. That part you can leave out. It's a mistake. Mistaken Gils. Fine. So, what does Rashi conclude? But interesting how he matches up what the Haloche, not just the Machlokas. We have Halachic standards now. One halachic standard is that when it comes to Yisura, Hilchot Karav Yisura, right? But even that is also open to machlokas. You don't have to have to accept it. They can disagree with that klal also, right? Nevertheless, that's how we have that Rashi Vishitoso throughout Shas, that Min Bemino is like how we don't pass it that way. We pass in Pakel. Min Bemino is Botel Berov, right? And Shishim is only Agzeira Drabonon. If there's no Shishim and there is Tam, it's Isu Daraisa, because we pass in Tam Ki Iko Daraisa, right? And there, Rasha holds Tam Ki Iko Lav Daraisa. Yeah. That Rasha doesn't hold Tam Ki Iko Daraisa. But I'm in Bemino, he holds like how you do. This he doesn't say, but that we learned before, that Rashi disagrees on Tam Ki Iko. Okay?
I would give a raya that at least part of this was written by Rashi.
Because what?
I would give you a raya that part of this was written by Rashi, because
yeah.
On the Dav Kaf Chasam and Beis, he says, Achetitein, Kosel Gadatoch. You might think it's talking about Kotera. And then he says, Achetitein here at the beginning.
Right.
He's undoing what he... He's going back to there and explaining why it's not what he said.
Yeah, but why... I hope you sense it too. This is really not Rashi's style.
Yeah, but
Rashi doesn't defend himself.
Except it's very complicated. It's so complicated. Yeah, he has to write an essay sometimes.
We're busy defending Rashi against Tosfos, but Rashi didn't feel necessary to defend himself. He said what he said. Okay, let's see if we get a little piece of new Gemara in the Kovet Shabbos. People, we learned this in Yoreday already, so should be a little familiar. What we learned, let's see, a quick review. We're learning in Yoreday that Kal, right, looks like Bosa B'cholom, but it's only Bosa. Midaraisa, there's no Cholov. Okay, Cholov has to be, right, Lo Savasho Gidi B'chalevi Mo, and that's to be a cholov, right, that can serve the role of a mother. What's the cholov that serves the role of a mother, right? The cholov that comes out of the udder, not the cholov that's in the udder. Therefore, the cholov that's in the udder doesn't have any shem cholov. The Rabbanon stepped in and made chumus, right? But that's what we start with. We're dealing only with cholov the Rabbanon. Midaraisa is not called cholov. So Akal, what do you do? Came the Rabbanon and made a gzeire. Really, you should be able to take the kal and throw it into a pot of water and cook it up. There's no cholov, nothing to worry about. Came the Rabbanon and said, but, it looks like cholov, right? The people will think it's cholov. They don't know that fine distinction. Chalevi mo. Therefore, Akal kolo moti is chalovo. You have to take the milk out. But lokoro, if you didn't, ain't over olov. What are you telling you? Ain't over olov. There is really no cholov here to worry about. Right? Look at Rashi. Lokoro ain't over. Al achiloso lilkos. Volo al bishulo. He didn't do an avere. The lav cholov mikri. But Gemara, now we discuss before she ikimiyo isu the rabbanon alo. See a very interesting piece of Gemara here. The side issues of the Gemara, also you'll see in a minute. Similarly, we have another case of identity, which chemically, biologically is the same, halachically is different. We have that by dam also. Dam shepirish is dam. Dam shibbe eva orim not. The shayla now is, would you call the dam in the heart ventricle, the oracle, you have an accumulation of blood in there. Is that like the accumulation of milk in the udder? Moses says no. But Halev, there you can't use the same logic. The blood isn't blood till it comes out. No such rule. Kogo Moses is domo, right? But lo kogo, right? Ain't no oil of, right? Why? You are a gun. Look at Rashi. Why ain't no oil of? The Marquis is booking the belev off. Shame bedomo. Shame kazayas. There's no kazayas here. Avo bebehema ibichayva kores and lo kogo lacha bishul. What do you mean? Lo kogo lacha bishul. If you went ahead, you cooked it with the blood, you can still save it. You can then cut open the heart and take out the clotted blood. That's also good. Then the meat remains kosher. Why the meat remains kosher? Right? Because, read Rashi a little further, shalev choloku vein boleya. It's smooth. That the lining of the heart, right, is not boleya. It's like plastic. It's a barrier, right? And therefore, we had the same thing by, remember, the chelev and the kulya, and the kidney. Also, at the same time, that the kidney doesn't become also from the chelev because there's a sheath of peritoneum or something over the kidney, right, which doesn't allow for the blia. But what do we have over here? Important. The milk in the udder is not milk. The blood in the heart is blood. Why? The blood is manufactured in the heart. Blood is manufactured in the bone marrow. Right, it comes to the heart as a storage vessel. It's unlike the udder, which is the source of the milk. Right, it manufactures the milk in the udder. And then we have a halacha l'moshe misinai that the milk until it leaves, right, b'chalei bimo, until it leaves the udder is not called milk. But there's a fundamental difference in where the milk, exudate came from. Right? In the heart, it comes elsewhere and just stored over here. Therefore, it says, has a shem dam. Here, it's made here and never left the place. Therefore, it doesn't yet have a shem cholov. That's a key distinction. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Marav. Ain't overall of look at Rashi. Ain't overall of umuto. What does it mean? Umuto lechatchila b'achila im bishlo. They cooked it without taking the milk out. V'lo amrinan also mi medrabonon. Dafilu nischat mimenu biyotzo aminu lekamon cholav shrutem et rabonon hu vaykiven de muvlov lo pirish afil yis rabonon leke. If it leaves the udder, I squeeze it and I squeeze the milk out, then I say, oh, came the rabonon and said cholav, how can you tell the difference? This is in a quart bottle, and this is in a quart bottle. Therefore, they acid it. But as long as the milk is in with the meat, they didn't make an iso, not even iso the Rabbanon. Again, all of them. There's no iso the raisa, of course. Umuto mit Rabbanon. Fake the Gemara Boanan Tanan. We learned the language. Ain't over all of always means. Oh, he's not over all of, but. But it's also mit Rabbanon. Or Hanan Tanan ain't over all of Meavet who the law over Ho Isuri Iker. And the Imam, no, doesn't back off. There's no Isur whatsoever. Bidinu the Isur Namaleket. Bidinu meaning in truth, doesn't perfectly muto midrabor. But the Lushan is a little misleading. Aida the boy libisna seifa alev koro moses domo lo koro eina over olav, right? Hosom miyava hu de lo over hoi sura ika, right? Tadereshe eina over olav, but it doesn't mean eina over olav, but isura ika. Eina over olav, ein kan isura, umuto. Rav doesn't back off. So according to Rav, if you go ahead and throw the otter into a pot of water and you cook it, it's okay. Not so posh, we'll see, not so sure. Now, in the case of the dam, why is it in overall up in the case of dam? Not because it's mutu. Right? There, Rashi told us already. That's because it's talking about a chicken heart. And a chicken heart doesn't have a kazayas of dam.
No kosher birds which have a...
I'm sorry?
Are there no kosher birds large enough to have a kazayas dam in the heart?
Yeah. I have a chicken heart. Here we don't eat the heart for some reason.
Yeah.
In Eretz Yisrael, they serve it as a dish of hearts. Yeah. And each one is not any bigger than this. No kazayas.
I was thinking you could find the rye, maybe the turkeys are treif.
The what?
The turkeys are tameim, because...
Why?
If the heart of a turkey has more than a kazayas dam...
I don't know if the heart of a turkey has kazayas dam, but they don't, that's not a simon of kashrus, right?
I know, but the Gemara is positing here that Rashi is positing that...
No, maybe it's a rye to what you hold, that they didn't know about the turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they had actually, I don't know if I mentioned to you, there's a kibbutz Machnayim in Eretz Yisrael, and there's a fellow there who raises, I think the name is Cortland or Cornig, not Corny Hens, maybe Corning is the name also. Anyway, it's supposed to be the original chicken. The chicken we make had it before American public demanded that a chicken meet certain requirements, one of which is to have a lot of white meat on it. Yeah. It's interesting. In most families, the whiter the chicken is not popular. It's the darker the chicken is popular. By goyim, the white is popular. So you see the two things I learned from this fellow, Lieber. One, the chicken is the size of a turkey. A big turkey, the size of a turkey, sure. Long legs, yeah. And second, it lays eggs only once every 2-3 weeks. Unlike our chicken, that lays a leg every day. I told you, if a chicken doesn't lay a leg every day, it becomes chicken soup. No one keeps them alive. Now has to lay legs 6 out of 7 days. Yeah. They're in a... Remember, Safna Meyaro, they don't have roosters around. Each one has his own little cage and has a number. As the egg falls through a trap door... It registers, so this is miyichi miyomus is right on the number. There are certain bad numbers. Any number under 6 is a fatal number. Right. Yeah. So there's been major changes in the chicken. That's true, but nothing to do with simon and kashrus. Yeah. They all have the same simon and kashrus, namely niklaf, etc. etc. Okay, Einodores and Niklaf, and how it separates the fingers when it's on a perch. Okay? forget what I want to get to with a nice little piece of Gemara here. Lema Messiah, that indeed it's Mutu Midrabona. Hakal Kolo Moses Halovo, Lo Kolo de Ovalov, Halev Kolo Moses Ezomo, Lo Kolo, right? Kolo Lachabishulu, Umutu. It doesn't mention anything about the Kal. It says, Kal, if it were Isid Rabbonon, you say the Kal, you shouldn't cook it, you should take the milk out first. If you didn't take the milk out first, it's also kosher. Mutur. Why? You see, by the halev, they tell you, you didn't do it at the beginning, then you have to do it at the end. And no mention by kal, they have to do it at the end. Lev hu de boy kriya. Avo kal lo boy kriya. Thank the Gemara, no. Maybe Misa say, dilma lev hu sagla bikriya. It means, by the lev, even though you didn't take out the blood before you cooked it, you can take it out after. Our kal lo sagle bikriya, that if you didn't take it out before, you can't cook it. So when the Gemara mentions lev kolo la'acha bishulo, right, and by kal doesn't mention it, it's good. By kal it doesn't help. Maybe just since they tell you you're supposed to do it before, you didn't do it before, it means it's also, right? Vikidamri, Amrav Zeir, Amrav, Eina Olo Olo V'Oso. The Tak is also with Rabbanan. So Lema Messiahle, Mingaraye, Eina Olo Olo, Miru Dolova, Hoysuri Ika. No, we reject that one too. Bidinu Disura Namaleka. I did the boy missing Seifa Lev Kola Motsia Zomo, Loko Eina Olo Olo, Hosa Miyavu Dolova, Hoysura De Ika, Tana Amareshe Eina Olo Olo. So we have here a machlokas by Kral. Is it also midrabbanan or not? If you cooked it with the milk, without taking the milk out, is it also midrabbanan or not? Toshma, mingaraya. Hakal koro umotze is halovo. Lo koro eina over olov. Halev koro moisedomo. Lo koro koro lacha bishulu umuto. Levu the boy kriya, avakalo boy kriya, and we were back and forth. The same thing we had before. Dilma levu the sagal kriya, avakalo sagal kriya. Right. So we have here repeated this. Now remained this machlokis. Is it also medavon or not? Tanya kalishna kama darav that it's muto. Chal shibisho bechalovo muto. Period. That's really what mutter. Even there's no isu the rabbanon. Kevo shebishlo bechalova also. What's remembered? What's the kevo? A lamb's stomach. After the lamb nursed, they shefted the lamb, and the stomach is full of milk. Right? If you cooked it without taking the milk out, it's also. My heifer brizel is there. Why the difference? There konos b'meyov. Zayin konos b'meyov. What does it mean? This milk in the lamb left the mother, and it's now in his stomach. That's why it's also called this milk. But the milk that was in the udder, right? That milk never became milk. But the mother had said, okay, lechatchila, you're supposed to cut it open. How do you cut it open? Keser koro. Omar Rav Yehuda, koro shesi v'yere v'tocho v'koso. Right? You cut it crisscross, right? And then you squeeze it out mechanically. You squeeze out, the expression, push it against the wall. It doesn't mean a wall. A table is just as good as a wall. A wall is an advantage, has gravity working for you. You want to get rid of the stuff, so you put it against the wall, the stuff leaks out. Amalei Rabbalozo L'shamei, Karali Vana Echel. Cut it. Right? It's all his cook, his shamash was cooking it. Take the kal, cut it, and I want to eat it. My Kamash Pralam, what's he telling you? Masnissen he. Meaning you're telling your cook how to observe the halacha now, that's the way you run your kitchen. The cook knows what he's supposed to be doing in summer. No, ho kamash prolan. Lo beinan shesi v'ere v'tocha b'koso. That's what he's telling his shamas. I don't need you to be machmir by cutting a shesi v'ere v'tocha b'koso. It's enough, just cut it open, right? Without the shesi v'ere, as long as you cut it open, it's good enough. Right. Meaning, look at Rashi, kriya ba'al gomalei. You got a hokamash molan. O shesi, o erev, lefi sha'acholov ha'notev yotze lamata, umisha yotze areyu cholov lo chozo v'lo, therefore lo boi shesu erev. Ela likadeira. Dosam vaday tzor lo sikulu mitchila. Rashi told us a new point here now. We didn't mention once yet, how are you going to prepare it? Right? So here Rashi already introduces Kriya Baal Makamale, Oshes Yerel, Lefish HaCholov HaNoite, if you have the place in Rashi, Yotze Lamato, Umisha Yotze, Areil Cholov, Lo Chozo, therefore Lo Boi Shesu Erev, Ela Likidero. What? If I want to put it in a pot of water, the Hosom Vadai, Sov Lo Sikulu, Mitchila, Lefich, there you got to be careful to get rid of all the milk. Lefich, Shu Yotze, Hareyu Cholov, Gomo, Vechozer Mizbashalimo, Ukitan Leel Shebishlo Mutu, Bitzlika Omar, the Tzolinamik Kori Bishl, the Siv, the Vayomim, Vayvashlo Esapesach, Yinu Ben Tzli. Now Rashi introduces something more, doesn't mention that at all. But based upon the Gemara later, Rashi introduces, what are we talking about? How do you prepare kal now? Shesi b'erev, right? B'tocho b'kosel, if you want to cook it. Then you got to make sure to get out all the milk. If, however, all you want to do is broil it over a fire, then all you have to do is cut it open. Make it a fresh cut. Once there's a cut, not the way the udder comes all sealed up. Once you cut it and you put it on a spit, then whatever milk is in there will come out during the broiling process and will not be bolu atoch haboso, but will fall away. Same as by dam. Right. Okay, I wanted before Shabbos to get to this famous Gemara. Okay. Omer le Yalto Rav Nachman. It's a proper little piece of, I got it here. You're busy. It's a whole sugya that we had. All these sugya de Rabbonon. Right. Yeah. Piled up Isur after Isur. Comes Yalto and says, not so terrible to be a Jew. And says, Israel says, I need. Why? Yalta said to her husband, Rav Nachman, Mirzi, call the Osalon Rachmano Shor LeKavosei. Whatever God said is also, he didn't deprive the Jew of anything. If you feel deprived because you can't eat chazer, you can't eat blood, not true. Right? Why? He told you you can't eat chelev. Chelev behema, so what? He then told you, but you want to know what chaylev? You'll catch a deer, and you'll get the chaylev from the deer. That's kosher. Chaylev chaya. Chazir, you want to eat pork chop, right? You want the taste of chazir? Mocho de shibuta, right? The brain of the shibuta fish tastes just like it. I have a copy of an article of the shibuta fish. Right,
it's from the Amazon, right?
Huh? The Amazon, yeah. Correct. Tambuka, right? The fish is Tambuka, right? Where the yichus, the article, it's a goyish article from nature, right? Says what's the yichus of this fish? It tastes exactly like pork, but the Gemara doesn't say the fish tastes like pork. It says the brain of the fish tastes like pork. Okay. Geirusa, right? Whatever Geirusa, I don't know. Could get a good name for that. It's the name of a bird. Geirusa, obviously it was a popular bird. Then Lishna de Kavra, right? It tastes exactly like the tongue of a fish. What kind of yichus that is, I don't know. Okay, Lishna de Kavra, tongue of a fish. Eishes ish, right? You have a yitzahor to have relations with an eishes ish. Grusha b'chayi bala. You marry a divorcee when a husband is still alive. You have the same sensation as living with an eishes ish. Okay? Eishes hach. You want to marry a sister-in-law, right? You can marry a yivomo. Kusis, you want to marry a shiksa, you can go to war and get a yafastoa. Right? But she said to her husband, I don't have a moko, I'd like to taste what meat and milk, how does that taste? Amalohu Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman went ahead and told his butcher, Zviku li kachli. Right, go ahead good translation, spear me a kal. In other words, he's telling you, you have to do it all day tzli. So zviku, spear me a kal, spear, S-P-E-A-R, right, spear me a kal. Vanantnan koro, but we said, no, that's not enough. He should have told his butcher, cut up the kral and then spear it. He didn't say cut it chesiv erev. Zahu l'gdera. Yeah. That's only if you want to cook it in water. But if you're going to put it on a spit, right, then that's that alone is enough. Right. So you can get down to the bottom of the yovet. Vanan tanan koro, ahula gdera. It's only you got to cook it in water. Vokdone shebishlo, right? The loshim of it. Kal shebishlo, if you did, what is the connotation of that shebishlo? Not kal mivashlo, you can go ahead and cook it. If you did it, means the chatchila, you shouldn't do it. Fakting more waktoni shabishlo di evid in lachatrilo. Who I did not feel lachatrilo. But either the boy, koi boy, the business safer, kevo shabishlo bachalova asura. I feel the evid nami lo, tonerisha shabishlo. Okay. Let's stop here. There's the end of the next one with. There's which over Shabbos, it's an easy lane to make. A case of an Amora, right, who ate chal Erev Yom Kippur, right, because he had no food to eat, and he went to Chusetchum, and whole complicated Indian here, there. And the big kasha is, how is it possible that in a Jewish town, Erev Yom Kippur, that there's a poor man who had to go ahead and pick up from the garbage dump chal and prepare it so he could eat before Yom Kippur, and nobody invited him to the house. That's the big kasha on the end of that omelet. Very, very significant musa in that whole exchange there. All right. I'd like to say something on the settlement.